Ungainly Things by Robert Wallace. A regular country toad, pebbly, squat, shadow green as the shade of the spruces in the garden he came from, rode to Paris in a hatbox, to Lautrec's studio, skylights on the skies of Paris, and stared from searchlight eyes, dim yellow, bow-armed, ate cutworms from a box, hopped occasionally among the furniture and easels, while the clumsy little painter studied him in charcoal until he was beautiful. One day he found his way downstairs toward the world again, into the streets of Montmartre, and missing him, the painter dwarf followed, peering among the cobbles, laughed at, searching until long past dark the length of the Avenue Frochot, over and over for the fisted, marble-eyed fellow no one would ever see again, except in sketches that make ungainly things beautiful.